The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Introducing the Hyundai Staria Load, the only van with ANCAP 5-star and platinum safety rating. All your faves in one place, including AFL, NRL and Formula One on KO Sports. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Run Home with Joel and the Missile today, all thanks to Hyundai and KO and introducing the Staria Load, the van that's big on safety. Your team, every game, every round on KO Sports. We welcome you, the listener, 1170 SEN in Sydney, perhaps through 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast. SENQ now on DAB Plus up there in the Sunshine State. And you can be listening live anywhere. And as we said, as you went to Magic Round, as many of you did, you could listen anytime, anywhere you like via the SEN app. Download the SEN app at the App Store or Google Play Store. Our listeners belatedly tuning in on the podcast, remember to have your say. You lead the charge. Ryko Filters call line 1300 01 1170. Ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice, and text 0457 736 736. You can get us on social media through Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We're trying to get a bit funky these days at Joel Fletch SEN. Drew Mitchell, we'll get the hot mic on a little bit later on. Now, Michelle Bishop is out at Belmore now. So we're hoping to cross out to Michelle Bishop within the next 15 minutes or so from Channel 7. And, of course, you know Michelle also through Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Sports Day, Scotty Sattler and Gary Belcher. A big weekend for the boys at Magic Ram. We've got the coal miner, Shawnee Omrod, to join us as well. It is Monday A-grade, so load the boot into someone. Plenty of A-grades out there. Some of them were at the football, in fact. Nominate them for Monday A-grades to get your nominations in for a chance to win a pair of Blunston boots. Ryko Fielders call line 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Twitter at Joel Fletch SEN. Many things to talk about. So much sport. Magic Round. But, of course, the very, very sad news. And we talk about our A-grades, which are basically the Buffoons. Well, I'll tell you what was Z-grade, which means very, very classy, I thought. The Suncorp Stadium crowd, when they had the moment silence for Andrew Simons, I thought it was so classy. It was about as quiet as you could get as far as moment silence was concerned. They well and truly respected that particular moment. And, of course, that was the tragic news coming out of the weekend. The man they call Roy affectionately, and it seems to be these great characters, doesn't it? Dean Jones, Shane Warne, and now Roy. Very much characters, these types of fellas, and the cricket has lost another one. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But you can have your say. 1300 01 1170. I did mention Brian's out, and Brian's got a tough day as well. Many would be thinking, no, he's had a big weekend. Well, it's not the case. This was already sorted. Unfortunately, very, very good mate of Brian's, Billy Millard, his father, Dudley Millard, had passed away unexpectedly last week. And I know Dudley personally, Port Macquarie boy from many, many years ago. He was such a stalwart up there in Port Macquarie. And Fletch, being such a good mate of Billy's, up there to support him. I believe that Trent Barrett may be at the same particular funeral as well. So rest in peace, Dudley Millard, and all the thoughts with Jeff and Billy and all the family up there and the Millards up there in the Port Macquarie region. So that's why Brian is not here today. But we are in capable hands, a man with big hands, the great swimmer, the great missile, James Magnuson. Good afternoon.
Joel, good to be back. Always a pleasure hosting with you.
Yeah, it is. It's always good to be with you too, Missile. They are hard shows, aren't they, when you have the unexpected passing of somebody like an Andrew Simons, and of course Fletch having a tough day as well. We're going to get to that a little bit later on, but let's just have a little bit of a light start to the show. How are you, Brooksy? How was Magic Round?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, guys.
Turn the mic on.
I sound like...
Now turn your voice
I've
on.
Been to Magic Round. Look at that. Couldn't even finish the word around there. But yeah, it was amazing, guys. Like, I think...
Sound like a teenager going through puberty.
I'm going to declare this straight away. Yes, I did have a few drinks over the weekend, but never got out of control. Mm. This is from the Caxton.
Yeah, sure.
No. Last night at the Caxton, bumped into one of our mates, Dean Messiter from the NRL Roast.
Oh, Dean, yeah. Hang on. Stop. Was this last night or was this today, this morning?
It was last night. It was straight after.
Okay.
Tigers, Cowboys.
Yeah.
And because, you know, if you're living in the... Sorry.
West Tigers.
Yeah, the West Tigers. Ooh, that sounded a bit... 80s pop. Yeah, because you got to get through Caxton Street to get back to the city. And, you know, some of those places just grab you. And I was texting Dean and they were at the Caxton, him and his mates. So I went in there And it's Sweet Caroline.
Oh.
It's Farnsey.
Yeah.
It's Barnsey. It's Cole Chisel.
Everyone's singing.
Yes. And it's so loud. So not only are you singing, but you're yelling at 102 decibels to have a conversation in there. So this is sort of... This is the Caxton. You can hear the Caxton.
A bit of Caxton action here in the studio.
It was great, guys. An amazing event. The NRL put on a great event. The city of Brisbane were great. Although there's one part of Brisbane that I will declare as my A grades later on in the show.
Okay.
But I think 10 out of 10, the games were great. The crowds were great. The crowd participation with the big screen.
Yeah.
You know, you guys would have seen it in the coverage. It was great.
Did you like the oblivious cam?
I didn't see that.
Oh, didn't you? So basically they fix a camera on somebody who's got no idea they're on screen.
Yeah.
And then they put a clock up. It's very good.
Oh, to see how long it takes them to notice. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
In the halftime of the Roosters-Eels game, there was a Cowboys fan there.
Yeah.
Who'd obviously, you know, last game of the 3 days.
Had a big one.
Week, and he was just having a nap before his team came out.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. And tell me, Brooksy, the glitter left over on your chest, is
hang on.
I was just saying, Brooksy's got a little bit of glitter left over on the chest from a big night last night in Brisbane.
No, that's not glitter. Yeah. That's just part of my get up every day I come into work. But yeah, no, it was great. And, you know, like everyone's talking about moving it, I think Brisbane deserved to have
it. Yeah, keep it there. It looks so good. I've never been up, but it's definitely bucket list. I reckon there was a few blokes on boys' trips. Few cashing in some brownie points over the weekend.
The Guernseys, the old jerseys. I saw a couple who had half a St. George, half an Illawarra jersey. I didn't know what to think about it as an old Illawarra Steelers fan. But
I have a gripe with the jerseys at the moment. So I went to put on a Bulldogs jersey the other day, and they make the supporters' jerseys the same as the playing jerseys, which are these tight fits. And I put it on and I think, I can't wear that out anywhere. I look like I'm about to run on the field for a starter, but this thing is skin tight.
Yeah.
And it was an XXL. So I was like, well, what size jersey do you get if you want it? You know, you want it to be loose fitting if you're sitting in the crowd or you're going to a mate's place. They need to make a separate line for supporter jerseys, not the skin tight playing jerseys.
Exactly right. Oh, by the way, Skip, thank you for that. And also 450 to jump immediately on that. Gibbo, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. G'day, James. G'day, Joel. It was one of those weekends where the Saturday melts into the Sunday and you reload on the Sunday and then you think about it Monday morning, why did I do this?
Yeah.
It was funny, last week Joel was saying that he was going to have a quiet weekend and I knew when he left here that he was going to have a few drinks.
Oh, you gave it a nudge?
No, I wouldn't say that. I pretty quiet weekend, actually. I was planning on having zero.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite zero missile.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Are you still going to do that health kick?
Yeah, I'm going to do it now. I'm actually going to, there's a Sutherland to surf.
Right.
And that is in July.
How far is that?
It's about 11Ks.
11K,
So my eldest daughter's going to do it with me. So we thought, you know what, that's about 10 weeks away.
Yeah.
We could get stuck into that.
Yeah.
And away we go from there. So 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Yes, 1300 01 1170. Ryko Fielder's call on 0457 736 736 is the way to have your say. This is the Run Home with Joel and Fletch. A break and back with more.